You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got some international realtors here. We've got some international CPAs here. We're just killing it today. I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves because I mispronounce firms and the people's names. So, Francisco, you're first.
Okay, my name is Francisco Angulo. I'm with Coldwell Banker. I've been in real estate for 25 years. I have specialized my whole life in international real estate, and I define myself like I have the know-how, and if I don't have the know-how, I know the know-who.
Oh, that's fabulous. So, that's fabulous.
That's my slogan.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. Now, Vivian, you come on. Let's go for
all
you.
All right. I'm Vivian Switelski, and I'm a global luxury realtor, and my group is VS Miami Properties at Coldwell Banker.
A glamorous global. And tell you guys should talk about your big hookups that are international, too. Come on. Bang!
FIAPSI. I'm the ambassador of FIAPSI, the exchange committee of FIAPSI, which is International Federation of Realtors. Also a member of ADIA and also Proxio and the Women's Council of Realtors. So these are all excellent international organizations.
And we're joined by my good friend Richard Kalin. Grab the mic and tell people who you are, Rich. Richard, sorry, I do that all the time. I feel like such a dork. I'll get it right eventually.
I'm Richard Kalin. I'm with the nationwide firm of Eisner Amper CPAs, and we also have a network of international affiliated CPA firms around the world. So it seems to be a nice fit and some synergy today for the topics that you guys are talking about.
Oh, you mean I did a good job putting everybody together? Now, before we get rolling, I want to say hello to the person that introduced me to Richard, Alexander Kalin. High five to you, Mr. Blanca, commercial broker. And now let's get back to business. So, Richard, you've been here, sitting here listening to us talk a little bit about the international sector and real estate investing for residential folks. What is your feel on what you've heard so far? Give me just your take on what's going on in the international world here.
I appreciate some of the information that we're getting on the real estate side. I think it's no secret that the market on the international side has gotten a little slower in town. But that doesn't mean that it's not still a vibrant market and there's still a niche and some synergy for the international people. What I bring to the table is that when someone from a foreign country comes to the United States, they need to work with a CPA, and we provide those supports, and we work with immigration attorneys, and we adhere to what their needs are to make the foreign people be able to get the proper paperwork. And then, of course, that ties into the issues with their real estate purchases.
So you're part of the team. In fact, you're perhaps the running back helping them carry the ball.
I think whenever there's a transaction with somebody who's in real estate or there's mortgage financing, there's always going to be a CPA and the need for a CPA. I'm also a mortgage broker and a real estate broker, so I feel that I could bring that skill set to assist those people that need the assistance.
That's absolutely awesome. Now, Francisco, when people come to town and they come to you, how do you initially start the interview to decide what it is they're looking to do?
I basically sit down with them and I start talking to see what their needs are. But I think it's, I have to say in this business, at the end of the day, we become psychiatrists or psychologists because we need to interpret, you know, what they want, how much they can afford, and how really they desire to buy.
Now, Vivian, have you seen demand changing and shifting as the market evolves? I think people might have come and started as bargain hunters, and then what happened?
Well, and then what happened is that they see that it's a buyer's market now with the condominiums, but as Francisco was mentioning before, many people are now shifting into the single family home now. They prefer to have homes and have more residential, more in neighborhoods where they can have, you know, the schools for their kids and have a solid investment for the long term.
Now, Rich, I know you have something really important to add to this because people come to town and they talk to you about structure and all kinds of other things.
I think one of the things that we also have to agree to at our forum is I find that when we have international people that come to buy condominiums, for instance, I think they understand the cost, and I think they understand the down payment, and I think they understand the financing. I think sometimes I have found with my foreign clients that there's a gap that they don't really understand, that you have to feed the beast. There is the condo fees, there's the maintenance fees, there are the real estate taxes. And on some of these expensive units, you're talking about carrying costs that could be $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year. And those are the types of things that sometimes tilt with the international people. They don't realize what it takes to maintain the property, whether they're using it as an investment or even renting it, because sometimes the rents don't cover the debt and the costs associated with it.
So Vivian, it sounds to me then like there could be some really, really big landmines out there, and that's why people need to use a professional that's well-skilled and schooled in dealing with the international client.
Jim, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, when I deal with my international clients, I have a list of preferred attorneys and tax attorneys.
Good accountants. Thing you're exchanging
exactly.
Info here, Richard.
And also, you know, lenders, and it's very important to give them the correct advice.
Well, Richard talks about how he's got the mortgage brokerage license, so he and I have to be able to work together as well. I can't wait to pay you commission there, Richard. Now, Francisco, what is it that's the number one pitfall, well, the number one problem, the number one landmine that the international investor has?
I would say it is understanding property taxes.
Really?
You know, you have to see that in their countries, they don't have the same structure that we have. And they come over here, and basically what the accountant was saying is basically that they don't understand that they have to pay monthly fees, mm-hmm. either condominium, the property taxes, and they're used to build a home in their own countries, and they don't have any other expenses. They choose to have their own expenses according to their budget. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that I see when foreign investors are coming to the U.S.
Now, Vivian, what's perhaps one of the most common things that the international investor asks about when they first come to Miami?
Well, they ask about exactly what is my investment going to be? Are there lenders that can lend me money? Since I'm a foreign national, am I going to be able to get mortgages?
Yeah, you can. You can call me at 305-773-6300 and I'll have to get a mortgage. But it seems like everybody says everybody's coming here. They're buying all cash. Are you seeing the number of all cash buyers shifting as a percentage?
Yes, definitely.
Richard, what are you seeing going on as far as a trend? We've only got a minute, so I hope you guys will sit here and stick with us and go through another segment. But Richard, what are you seeing as one of the big pitfalls that people have?
Again, it's the carrying costs and the administrative maintenance of these investments, whether it's the real estate taxes, the condo fees, the maintenance fees, special assessments. We offer a bill pay service for the foreigners in which we'll make sure these costs get paid. And right now the market is not cooperating and where the rents are high enough to carry some of these costs, and then they don't understand that they have to keep funding the investment each month.
In fact, so then your supplemental performance for them helps them understand what the gap is, and so they don't lose or have a problem. You make sure they stay current.
Well, when I meet with the real estate people or I meet with them with their immigration attorneys, I explain to them what are going to be the carrying costs for these investments so they understand in advance.
Wanda, how much more time do we have before break? 2 minutes. Oh my gosh, I can go back to Francisco. Now, Francisco, what do you think the main benefit is of working with you and your team at Coldwell Banker? Tell me that.
Well, number one, we have the power of the brand.
Oh, wow.
And we are a publicly traded company that is owned by NRT. And we have been named for 5 years the most ethical company. With the brand, it comes the individual. And I think it's the power of the individual. It's the education that we have gotten through the years. And, you know, I have been said that once you get a gray hair or you lose your hair,
yeah, well,
your credibility grows.
You know, look at you. You're the most credible guy I've met all day.
Yes, exactly. That's why. So I think the combination of the two are the success of this business.
Well, that's really great. And I've been cracking up the whole crowd here. I think I should leave while I'm ahead. We're going to pull a Costanza. I'm going to go to break early. We'll come back early. We're going to. Can you guys stick with me? This is a really good group. Richard,
sure.
Is it okay?
Sure.
Everybody? All right. Well, Wanda, I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to turn the camera around. We're going to have a good time. Everybody can watch me dance. What's this? This is the hot song this summer?
Oh.
Wanda,
oh,
who is this?
Oh, baby, baby, I was
Oh yeah, really funky. It's getting me moving there, Wanda.
It's a good song.
It's a good song? I'm just an old man? Is that what's going on?
Something like that.